This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Dana Quinney grew up in Ketchum during the 1950s. She became a field biologist and a college professor, eventually settling into her lifelong passion of being a writer. Her memoir, Wildflower Girl, was published last year, and it just won 2019's Book of the Year by the Idaho Library Association. And Dana is joining us live today to talk more about that. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Please call me Dana.
Dana, oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that, Dana. So, Dana, this memoir tells the story of growing up in Ketchum. What picture do you paint of the Wood River Valley in the 1950s?
Everybody knew everybody. Everybody knew what car you drove, what your dog's name was, what color your horse was, whether or not you were a skier or a skater. It was close.
So you've written other books. I'm curious, and you've written fiction and nonfiction. So what inspired you to want to write, you know, your own story?
Well, I started writing stories when I was about 4 years old. They were very short. So I have always written. And when I was a little girl, I told my mom that I wanted to remember some things forever. This is when I was 3 or 4, and she taught me a mnemonic. She taught me how to remember things forever. And I've been telling these stories to family. I ended up writing them to family online, and I presented them to a publisher, Hidden Shelf, and they said, oh, we'll take those. So that's how it happened.
So I want to read a short excerpt from your book's introduction. You write, "When I was small, I set out to find treasure. I'm a finder, you see. We finders find things. A horse, a dog, a field guide, a book of poetry, a notebook, a packed lunch. These were my tools of discovery." Dana, I think a lot of children and even young adults can relate to this, you know, this sense of exploration, right, and adventure. What advice do you have for holding on to that type of curiosity into adulthood?
Well, curiosity is very important. And as a biologist, if you don't have it, you aren't a good scientist. And if you don't have it, you miss out on so much, even if you're not. So I suggest going to unfamiliar places and just looking at the things that are there. Doesn't matter if it's a museum or a stream bed, Sagebrush Flat or downtown Manhattan. There'll be always things that you go, how was that made? How did this get to be here? What's the name of that thing? What's it related to? That's the kind of thing that I think works best. And also alone time. Children don't have a lot of alone time, or didn't before COVID-19. And alone time is when you ask a lot of questions of yourself.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Dana Quinney about her memoir, Wildflower Girl. It tells the story of her growing up in Ketchum in the Wood River Valley in the 1950s. So as I mentioned, you grew up in Ketchum, but you did spend a lot of your life traveling and exploring. So how did your Idaho upbringing just influence your worldview?
Well, I have always been very close to nature, and I was lucky that I got to go to the College of Idaho that had a field biology program where people went out on the weekends with a packed lunch or sleeping bags and tents and found stuff and identified them with several wonderful professors, whether it was fossils or flowers or trees or lizards. And this infected me even more with a desire to be out there and find stuff out.
You know, your memoir is a collection of stories. Is there one story that maybe you like best, or maybe one that stands out to you that you could share with us?
Well, do you want me to tell you a little story?
I would. I have about 2 minutes left.
Well, they made the movie Seven Brides for Seven Brothers up Corral Creek because they needed an avalanche. And my dad set that up, and he had the road plowed up from Sun Valley 6 miles. So it all went perfectly. And several years later, two of my school girlfriend's brothers found a human skull up there.
What?
Found a human skull, and they took it to the sheriff. And the sheriff went up there and found another one and some other stuff. And what had happened was two escaped convicts from the Utah State Pen were escaping, they thought, to Canada. And they saw that road on the map. It doesn't say on the map, Trail Creek Summit is not plowed in the winter. It looked plowed. They went up there. Then I think they got up there and the movie crew came up there and set the avalanche. And they were hiding where the avalanche was and died there. But nobody found them for years.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, first off, I had no idea that Seven Brides for Seven Brothers was filmed in the Sun Valley area. So
most of it wasn't. Most of it wasn't. But the avalanche scene was.
Was. Wow. What wonderful stories. Dana, thank you for taking some time out of your day to talk to us about this. We've been talking with Dana Quinney about her memoir, Wildflower Girl, which tells the story of growing up in Ketchum in the 1950s. We will put information on how to buy her book on our website at BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. And as I mentioned at the beginning, it just won Book of the Year by the Idaho Library Association. Dana, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our production assistant is Molly Wampler. And thanks always to Troy Oppie for helping out again today. And I want to say thank you again to all of you. I'm Gemma Gaudet. It is Thursday. It's a beautiful, unseasonably warm day. I hope you can get some time to enjoy it. We'll see you back here tomorrow.